You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz, and I'll soon be joined by my co-host, Skylar Butenshin. It's Thursday, June 5th. A federal court has temporarily blocked the closing of Job Corps centers nationwide, buying extra time for staff and students at a center in Astoria. They face the possibility of losing their on-campus housing as early as Friday. The Astoria City Council organized a community meeting Wednesday night to discuss the issues facing Tongue Point. The standing room only crowd greeted the news of the temporary restraining order with applause. Tongue Point director Mac McGoldrick called it a small win. He said some students who had been preparing to leave even though they did not have safe or stable housing to return to are now able to stay.
But it doesn't solve this problem. And so we need this community to continue to stand alongside us and to help us do what we need to do for all of these students sitting here and the other 150 years back at the centers.
The Trump administration had looked to eliminate the job training programs for low-income youth, sending communities in Clatsop County scrambling to respond. The closure of Tongue Point in Astoria would impact 313 students and 165 staff members. Tongue Point provides training to young people in a variety of fields, including the maritime and medical industries. Tongue Point works closely with local K-12 school districts, Clatsop Community College, and Columbia Memorial Hospital. They all expect to see significant impacts if the center closes. With the order in place for now, the next looming deadline is June 13th. Community organizations have rallied to help Tongue Point this week. On Wednesday, representatives of local churches said they have begun to organize housing for people who might need it. Katrina Sturgeon, the Workforce and Community Development Manager with Northwest Oregon Works, put out a request to agencies, businesses, and other organizations to compile information about what they can offer to help with housing, mental health services, financial assistance, career opportunities, and other types of support. She said she has already received a number of responses. When Sturgeon worked at Tongue Point, there was a year she also faced the possibility of losing her housing there.
I felt a lot of love from the community, but what I'm asking from the community now is give this staff opportunities to apply to live in housing, to consider the fact that some of us who got to live on campus for a good chunk of time maybe don't have the rental history that might align with what the property managers are looking for. Give this staff grace. And those who have worked there for decades, don't live on campus, but plan to work there for many more years, need a place to work.
Clatsop Community College has been working with Tongue Point students to find ways to finish classes remotely if they do have to leave the area. College President Jared Hogue said the college will fund a term of education for affected students if needed. Tongue Point students, instructors, and staff showed up in force Wednesday night. The Tongue Point employees spoke about how much the work means to them and the benefits they have seen to numerous young people over the years. For students, the last few days have been bewildering and disorienting. Jenna Cole is a dental student at Tongue Point. She said she has seen how her fellow students have changed the trajectories of their lives, coming out of homelessness and difficult family situations.
Having to see everyone try to figure out what we're going to do now is extremely painful for all of us. And I don't think it's fair that the government has done this to us to force us to try to find housing and try to find our lives when we had all these dreams built up. And I just want to urge every one of you to do everything you can with your voice, because that's the only way. We have to speak up. We have to do something. And I ask you to do that for me and for these kids here and for all the students. We need this. This is our life. This is our future.
Staff members from the offices of Senator Jeff Merkley and State Representative Cyrus Javidi attended the meeting and spoke in support of Tongue Point. State Senator Suzanne Weber sent a letter expressing her support. Merkley and Representative Suzanne Bonamici signed a letter to the Department of Labor urging the administration to immediately reverse course on the Job Corps closures. But as the situation for Tongue Point remains in flux, Astoria Mayor Sean Fitzpatrick has said the city council will hold more community meetings as needed to keep the community informed and make sure people's voices are heard. I'm Katie Frankowitz reporting.
The Ocean Beach School District is currently slated to receive roughly $90 million in funding through Washington's recently created School Seismic Safety Grant Program. The program provides funds to school districts to cover the majority of the construction cost of retrofitting or relocating schools situated in high seismic areas or tsunami inundation zones. Under the district's current plan, Ilwaco High School and Hilltop Middle School will be consolidated in a unified campus designed to survive a powerful earthquake. And Ocean Park Elementary and Long Beach Elementary will remain in operation. A community forum was held last month at Ilwaco High School where attendees spoke with Ocean Beach School District officials and architects designing the new campus. The district says it may need to run a bond measure in the future to fund any costs for the new building that the state says it won't cover. Washington state funds can only cover construction costs for work on school spaces deemed educational and do not include stadiums, athletic fields, or transportation facilities. The last time the Ocean Beach School District ran a bond 3 years ago, it failed after only 24% of voters supported it. Construction of the new campus is currently planned to be completed in phases. School leaders say they haven't determined yet whether Ilwaco High School students would need to be temporarily relocated to Hilltop or move off campus entirely. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer. Read more online at chinookobserver.com. The Oregon Department of Transportation will receive more than $80 million in federal reimbursement grants for work done to recover from natural disasters. KLCC's Zach Ziegler reports.
The recently announced Emergency Relief Program funds will go towards work done on highways and roads on federal lands. A press release from the Democratic members of Oregon's congressional delegation says the money is a reimbursement for work completed to repair infrastructure damaged by natural disasters. The largest grant is for $30 million for recovery work from the 2020 Labor Day fires. ODOT also received grants for rebuilding from several winter storms dating back to 2019 and recovery efforts following the 2017 wildfire season. I'm Zach Ziegler reporting.
The Trump administration is proposing to eliminate the number one source of funding for Northwest's struggling salmon runs. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The $100 million Salmon Recovery Fund helps local governments and tribes restore salmon habitat up and down the West Coast. David Trout works for the Nisqually tribe.
It takes time and investment to change the trajectory of salmon recovery. But if the plug is pulled, tribes will have to do something to protect our treaty rights.
The relationship between tribes and the federal government could switch from collaborating on restoring watersheds to fighting in the courts. Tribal and state officials say federal funding is critical to keep the region's salmon and orcas from going extinct. The White House says its budget proposal saves tax dollars by eliminating woke and wasteful spending. Treaties signed in the 1850s guarantee tribes the right to fish and hunt in exchange for giving up most of their land. I'm John Ryan reporting.
A new thermal imaging system off the Washington coast is providing AI-assisted whale location data to commercial mariners. More from KNKX reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The goal is to prevent ship strikes, but also disturbances from noise. Endangered southern resident orcas echolocate, and their calls can be obscured by marine traffic, like in this clip provided by the Canadian nonprofit Clear Seas. Most commercial vessels will slow down if they know whales are nearby. Till now, the area around Admiralty Inlet was only monitored at night by faraway hydrophones. Now the thermal camera scans the water around the clock. Gonzalo Banda Cruz is with the Quiet Sound program.
whales and ships, they're all transiting 24/7. They don't stop because there is no light anymore. And especially in the winter, when we're going to have just like very short daylight, it is good to have this source of information.
The camera has built-in AI to compare images it captures to tens of thousands of real examples before quickly sending them to a human fact-checker. Since April, Quiet Sound says it has initiated dozens of alerts. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe reporting.
You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And you can find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. Thanks, as always, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.